The state of American business is local. All policy is local. Texas border business. U.S. Chamber of Commerce. U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Dallas, Texas, U.S. Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Suzanne P. Clark released the annual State of American Business Address, calling on policymakers to prioritize growth and opportunity for all Americans in communities across the U.S. For the first time ever, the event was held outside of Washington and broadcast from one of the most vibrant and quickly growing economic regions in America, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. In the annual address and in conversations with local businesses and chamber leaders, the chamber spotlighted the region's economic success and called for a pro-growth federal policy agenda that will enable communities across the country to achieve greater growth and more opportunity for people everywhere. The state of American business is local, Clark said, whether it's the small businesses that line Main Street or the national chain restaurant where someone had their first job. The economic growth that powers people's lives comes from cities, regions, and states where private enterprise, supported by smart public policy, drives progress and creates opportunity. No matter who they voted for in November, Americans signaled to Washington that they want more growth and opportunities for themselves and their families. So, how can we strengthen economic growth today and sustain it for the future? How can we ensure that it is felt in every local community and every American's life? Said Clark. Not every community can, should, or wants to be the next booming metropolis, but they all want the economic growth that provides the quality of life and promise of opportunity that all Americans desire. And we must be a nation where local communities aren't left behind, she said, where people can get ahead and provide for their families. During the 2024 election, the U.S. Chamber laid out a growth and opportunity imperative for America, including a policy agenda aimed at realizing at least 3% economic growth over the next decade. Some of these pro-growth policies include securing our border while supporting a larger and more skilled workforce, harnessing the power of AI, increasing domestic energy production, and addressing the growing and unsustainable federal debt. One additional point of growth speeds up economic advancement in people's lives by more than a decade, said Clark, noting that when the economy is growing at 3%, someone who is born today will see their living standard double by their early 20s. When the economy is growing annually at 2%, the living standard doesn't double until someone is in their mid-30s. In addition to these priorities, Clark outlined three make-or-break federal policies the chamber believes are critical to achieving economic growth in 2025. Rolling back the worst of the regulatory onslaught of the last 4 years, bureaucratic micromanagement of business will cost the economy $1.8 trillion and trickle down into Americans' lives and pocketbooks through higher prices, lower wages, and fewer jobs. Extending the competitive tax provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act set to expire this year. Failure to do so will result in the largest federal tax hike in American history. Participating in the global economy by boosting trade to support 40 million U.S. jobs. We share concerns about fentanyl trafficking, our broken immigration system, and unfair trading practices. However, blanket tariffs would worsen the cost of living crisis, forcing Americans to pay even more for daily essentials. All policy is local, including federal policy. The real-world impact on businesses and communities, individuals and families must be front and center as the 119th Congress and incoming administration act on a slate of challenges and opportunities, said Clark. The actions our policymakers take will impact our nation's prospects for growth, your community's potential for strength, and all Americans' pursuit of their dreams. In addition to Clark's keynote address, the State of American Business program featured conversations with several prominent Texas business leaders and, to spotlight one of the top priorities of 2025, a roundtable discussion with experts and members of Congress on deregulation. See the full text of Clark's speech here. View the State of American Business program in its entirety here. The program opened with remarks from Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Maria Salinas on how businesses can help the local communities of Southern California impacted by wildfires. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation is working with local partners in Los Angeles to bring leaders from business, government, and nonprofits together to deploy resources to those most in need. View our corporate aid tracker and a list of organizations working to address immediate needs.